is having a fangirl moment.
I'm like, I need to take my sweater
off. She's sweating. She was taking deep breaths. Like, she's really
you guys are great.
Where we started. Hello. Welcome to the Mother Days podcast. I am your very excited, very happy, very grateful host, Sarah Wright Olson.
And I'm Teresa Palmer. I was wondering if you're going to forget your name, Sarah. I'm just like speechless right now. This is a very exciting moment.
I know. No, but I mean, before Laura even came on, I was like getting teary because I was just so pumped. I was so excited. I'm honored to introduce our amazing guest that is with us today. I think for the moment we started our podcast, I was like, my number one person is Laura Lynn Jackson.
Yeah. Like, we've been talking about it.
We can get her on.
And so all of our listeners know we're like, we're going to manifest this moment.
Oh my gosh.
Laura Lynn Jackson is going to come on.
They've all bought your book. Like, we've all, you know, we've had this conversation many times. So I'm so excited to talk about Laura. And she is a medium. She's a psychic. She's a teacher. She's an author of New York Times bestseller, The Light Between Us, and her most recent book, Signs, which you know that I reference like consistently on this podcast, Signs, The Secret Language of the Universe. And everybody, welcome Laura Lynn Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so honored to be here.
Oh, we so appreciate you.
Do you know how much cashback you're leaving on the table settling for the wrong credit card? Imagine earning up to 5% cashback on your groceries for the next 30 years. Think of all that cashback on those overpriced kombuchas. NerdWallet helps everyone make smarter financial decisions today that future you will thank you for. With NerdWallet, you won't regret missing out on rewards. NerdWallet lets you compare smart cashback credit cards side by side to make the most of your everyday spending. So what could future you do with more cashback? Splurge on some fancy champagne with the gals, or order fine dining to the house and watch a good true crime doco? Whatever it is, make it happen with a smarter cashback credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is there anyone else here today?
You know, anytime I connect with anyone, there's always everybody you love on the other side connected to you. You know, 100%, Sarah. Wow. I feel father figure for you here really strongly, grandmother figure on the other side. And Teresa, do you have a dog on the other side?
I do.
Yeah, there's like a little dog coming out smelling like, this is okay.
Luna Palmer.
Yeah, I'm not even trying to tune in. It's just they're always around you. And so it's really unseen energy that we're able to tune in and feel. I mean, we can all do this. It's not just, it doesn't belong to me. We all have these abilities. I think it's just that I own them probably more and exercise them every single day, yeah. you know, and maybe they come a little easier to me, but I have watched people learn how to access and tune into their own abilities. And it really changes their lives for the better, for the brighter, you know,
yes.
how wonderful for us to all feel so loved, so guided, mm-hmm. so protected, so, you know, sacred, because if we're here, we're here on earth for a reason, but I guarantee you, you're not here alone. You have a team of light guiding you and trying to help you find your highest path and feel their presence and energy. And I think it just makes life so much more beautiful.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's actually exactly what led me to you, because I had lost my dad and I felt for a few years, I felt really frustrated because I was like, I don't feel a connection. And I really imagined it to be like the movie Moana, where her grandmother's like at the other end of the boat and she's like all glowy. And Moana sees her in this desperate moment and she runs over and she hugs her grandmother. And I was like, oh, I want that moment with my dad so bad. And I couldn't find it. And we were so close. And I ended up finding your book through a friend. And I know I wrote this to you in the DMs, but I went and read the first 7 pages of your book. I was blown away. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, what is my sign going to be? Like, what's my sign to my dad? You know? And I couldn't decide. And so I ended up like, I had to jump on my computer to send something to Teresa actually for work. And so I was like, oh, I'll just jump on my computer really quick. And I opened it and my email was sitting in like 2004 or 5 or something. And I was like, that's weird. And then I scrolled and there was a highlighted email and it was from my dad. And I was like, why is this highlighted like spam? And so I clicked on it and the email said, hi, Sarah, I've been trying to reach you. Call me, Dad. And I was like fully in tears. And I was like, okay, I got it. I hear you. And
yeah,
this was the moment in my life that honestly, it just cracked me wide open. Like your book, like understanding that this connection that I always knew was there, but I just was like, frustrated, like, why can't I feel it? I want it to feel like more. And then all of a sudden I was like, okay, wow, I see it, you know? And it was because of the stories that you've written and how you're sharing this gift that you have.
I love that you had that experience with your dad. And, you know, here's the thing. I think that if signs comes to someone, you know, the book, it's because your loved ones on the other side have guided it to you. And I love hearing stories about people will message me and say, my friend sent me this. I read it and now I have this whole language with the universe. Well, guess what? That friend was chosen by that person's loved one on the other side. So I love how the book comes into people's energy fields and into their hands and into their knowings. But really, it's just a guidebook for everybody to learn how to do this. You know, I think the biggest fallacy out there is when people think they need to go to a psychic medium yes. to get in touch with their loved ones, you know, and sometimes I'll be doing a session. And even in the midst of the session, the sitter, whoever I'm reading will say, you know, tell my dad, I love him so much. And I'm like, he hears you.
Yeah.
I'm the third wheel here. Anytime we direct our thoughts to them, they hear us. I love how they establish signs for us and get our attention. And I love how we can co-create this language and ask for specific things back. But I have to tell you that what your dad did there, that's what we call like a dazzle shot. Like that's so in your face and it gets your attention. It's like, you can't miss it. And I love how you describe this moment of being cracked wide open, because I think it's so important for us to all have those moments for ourselves. It's one thing to go and have a reading with a psychic medium and get a message, but you know, that's not coming. It's coming through somebody, right? When you get a mm-hmm. sign, that's directly to you and you have this knowing and you can feel that person's love coming with it. It changes you forever because you have to own that as your truth. You know, I think that's the most magical moment when you have that experience. And I love how you were able to describe it like being cracked wide open. It's really true. It's like your heart cracks wide open.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. And I think one of the reasons why you appeal to so many people is that you're so willing to share this gift. You encourage cultivating a relationship with the other side. And I think that that's very remarkable because there are probably a lot of other psychics, mediums out there who are like, I'm the vessel, come to me because I'm the vessel. And from a business standpoint, I'm sure that a lot of that goes on. But with you, you're like, I want everyone to have this gift. I want to give you the toolkit so that you can do this yourself. I mean, it's such a beautiful, selfless act. And I wanted to ask you a little bit more about how you got to that place and that perspective.
Sure. Yeah. You know, I always joke and I say I'm the anti-business model because yeah. Like, nobody needs me. Here, you can do this yourself. You know, I was raised by two teachers, you know, and I was raised to be a critical thinker. And, you know, coming to terms with my abilities, if you read my first book, like Between Us, you'll understand, like, that was a journey. It took me a while. And I actually ended up becoming a high school English teacher for 20 years. And I did this secretly. And then you know, I got this download one day on hall duty and my guides, my team of light came to me and they said, you're going to be writing a book. You're going to be a speaker. You're going to teach this in the world. They showed me this whole path that was coming for me. And it was as if I had this 7-hour conversation with the, you know, my team of light, with the universe, right? In a millisecond. And I came home that day from teaching and I said to my husband, guess what? I'm going to write a book and da, da, da. You know, and having this knowing, I think it also informed me at the same time that my sole purpose here is to be a teacher. I happen to be a psychic medium and I happen to be teaching people how to understand their own gifts and abilities and how to tune into this secret language that's all around us and to how to harness and harbor and like use their kindness and their love and their forgiveness in this world to find their highest path and to also be connected to their own team of light. You know, I think that's maybe what's different about me is that I was told I'm a teacher. And I also think it's really important for my path to mainstream this, you know, to kind of take the cuckoo out of the woo-woo, if you will.
Yeah.
For millennia, this field has been ridiculed. And, you know, some of it's very well earned. There's no regulation in this kind of psychic medium field. Anybody can say, hey, I'm a psychic medium, come to me. And you're dealing oftentimes with very vulnerable people who are very like, really stuck in grief and very desperate for a connection and thinking, oh, I need this other person to make that connection. You know, part of it for me too was very early on in 2005, I ended up testing for and becoming a volunteer medium for an organization called the Forever Family Foundation. And that foundation is a nonprofit founded by two parents whose daughter crossed to the other side. And very soon after, they started getting all these, you know, signs from her, and they understood that her spirit, her energy, her consciousness was still very present in their lives. You know, that death is not a dead end, it's a doorway, and relationships not only continue, they get even stronger. You know, that love just continues to grow. And so, because of that, too, I was able to volunteer and I was able to help people in grief. And the thing I love about Forever Family Foundation is all the mediums who participate in that have been tested, they volunteer. And so, for people in grief, I always recommend. Look into that organization. Membership is free. It's wonderful. You know, I also think when I had I've always had these abilities, but when I had my first daughter, and she's about to turn 24 in another month. So this is a while ago, right? My abilities turned on so acutely that I could not turn them down. You know, I had been used to all my life being able to say not now to the other side and turning the volume switch down. But when I had her, I think because her soul came through me, it profoundly changes us. I mean, and I know you guys understand this as moms, like it changes every cell of your being. It changes your spiritual light. It like, it brightens you. You know, the only way I could describe when I became a mom was to say the world went from black and white into color. You know, it was that profound for me, but it was also like a spiritual energy feeling I had. It was, you know, we don't talk about spiritual light energy in the United States. We have our doctors practice on medicine on cadavers that are missing their light energy, their life energy, right? Other cultures call it chi, ki, prana, all of that. We don't have a word, but I was acutely aware when I had my first daughter that something had shifted in me. You know, we are portals for souls to come here. That is profound. And I think at that point, you know, we all have different
soul cycles and we all have different timelines in our time here. And I think ultimately we have the free will to agree and say, yes, I'm ready to take that on, or I'm not quite ready. But when I had her, I just had this knowing that I was meant to do this in the world. I got this download from the other side. You know, my guides told me. And so owning that, I think, was the first step. And then understanding that I was here as a teacher and this is what I was meant to teach was the second step. You know, and what I know is the truth is nobody ever needs a medium. So if you're, you know, I get it. I get why people would want to go and have a reading from a psychic medium, because yes. I think we doubt our own abilities. The two huge hurdles when it comes to having this relationship with your team of light, with your loved ones on the other side, is fear and doubt, right? Number yes. one, we're afraid. We're taught to be afraid of these abilities. Like, what does this mean? And this is so scary. Or let me just forget about like my knowing or this dream I had, or let me not talk about this, because I think we also have a fear of being ridiculed, you know, throughout yeah. time in history. Like, you're looked at as unintelligent if you believe in this quite often. In the field of academia, the research that's been going on into survival of consciousness and psychic abilities and the ability to perceive unseen energy is profound. And other people at universities and other departments, like I remember Dean Radin, who's this incredible researcher into survival of consciousness and the psychic abilities and all that. And he worked at the lab at Princeton University, and he had found this groundbreaking data about random number generators, which I don't know if you know what those are, but they're spaced throughout the globe, and they just spit out, their computers that spit out random numbers, but there's a phenomenon that happens before a really big world event that's usually cataclysmic or affects us on this kind of heart level, if you will. They start spitting out strings of cohesive numbers. Wow. And within 24 hours, there'll be a big world event like the tsunami that happened Christmas Day, 9/11. So he would get this incredible data and he would walk it down to the physics department and they would put their hand up and they'd say, we don't want to see your data because that can't be true. Yeah. We're talking about, that's not being skeptical. That's being closed-minded, right?
Yeah.
So I think throughout time in history, we're all taught to distance ourselves from this. Like, don't rely on your inner knowings or your intuition. I think
and
a lot of
times.
And
you're witch
wound. Exactly. We default into having to follow strict, maybe religious guidelines or, you know, academic guidelines or, you know, just honoring that we're in this materialistic world and you can't trust it, of course, if you can't see it or touch it or all that. Which is not true. Because if you've ever felt somebody staring at you and turned around or thought of somebody and then got a call, you know that this materialistic world is not truly what's real, right? This yes. is just like this virtual reality that we're all, our souls are beamed into. But I think that people want to have readings with mediums because they doubt their own authentic experiences. And they're like, am I just making this up? Could this just be a coincidence? Let me go to somebody who knows absolutely nothing about me. And then I'll believe it when I have that experience. But they'll have that experience and they'll come away and they'll leave and they'll say to their loved ones, okay, now just send me one sign so I know that was real. Then they'll get the sign and they'll be like, okay, just one more sign and I'll trust that first sign. So I think we're always in this situation where we have to take that hurdle of fear and doubt. We have to jump over both of those in order to honor our true and beautiful connection with those we love on the other side.
All right. As you guys know, we are busy mums. We are dog mums, business mums, performance mums, school board mums. Life gets hectic. That's why we rely on our tried and tested go-tos to alleviate some of the chaos. NerdWallet helps you by maximizing your everyday spending, whether it's groceries for the week, drinks with friends, or a nice family meal.
Do you know how much cash back you're leaving on the table settling for the wrong credit card? Imagine earning up to 5% cash back on your groceries for the next 30 years. I mean, come on, guys. Think of all the cash back that you're going to get on those kombuchas, on those frozen pizzas. NerdWallet helps everyone make smarter financial decisions today that future you will thank you for.
With NerdWallet, you won't regret missing out on rewards. NerdWallet lets you compare smart cashback credit cards side by side to make the most of your everyday spending. So what could future you do with more cashback? A silent meditation retreat in Peru, a sweat lodge in India, whatever it is, make it happen with a smarter cashback credit card.
Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all credit cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
All right, guys, we are a couple of tired mamas and all we do is crave a spa day and we deserve it. We always end up putting ourselves down the very bottom of our to-do list. We jump from one activity to the next and we're always meeting the needs of everyone else around us. I think it is time for a little self-pampering. This Mother's Day, make every day a spa day for all the moms in your life with Osea's Mega Moisture Duo. It's a value pack of two luxurious body care moisturizers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion, both featuring Osea's signature, uplifting, all-natural, citrusy scent.
I think the greatest and most thoughtful gifts are the gifts that you actually like love yourself, something that you use on yourself. And I love using the Mega Moisture Duo. It makes my skin so glowy. It's like super hydrating, firming, smells amazing. When I give my kids a hug after a bath, they're like, oh, you smell so good. It is my absolute favorite gift and such a great gift for Mother's Day.
Yes. Folding in self-care is a moment to practice mindfulness. It's self-love. It's compassion. And we all know if you run your battery flat, it's harder to recharge. A consistent body care routine promotes healthy, glowing skin and also supports your mental health.
Treat mom to the everyday spa experience she deserves with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOTHERDAYS at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code MOTHERDAYS for 10% off. I love that. And I think that sometimes, like, especially for me, I'll go, what does this mean? You know, like I'll get a sign and it'll be like a consistent number that's coming up every day, or, you know, something will happen on a specific day. And I'm like, is this just a hut? And I've said this on the podcast too, is like, you know, I'm wanting to have another baby. And so there was sort of like, constantly I was getting numbers, these numbers that were 333, 444, 1111, like all these things were coming up. And I was like, are you just giving me like a universe hug and saying like, you know, it's all happening, like you're on the right path.
Baby's coming.
Or are you trying to tell me something?
You know? That's such a beautiful question that you're asking, right? Because I always feel like when you have those synchronicities or those signs of numbers, etc., I always feel it's our team of light letting us know we're in what I call the flow of light of the universe, meaning we're exactly where we're meant to be in that exact moment on our highest path. I think oftentimes we struggle with that and we lose sight of it. And we're like, yes, but I wanted this to happen yesterday, or something I wanted to happen didn't happen yet. What does this mean for me? And I think a lot of times the least fun experience to have here on a spiritual level is to learn patience and also surrender, where we say, I'm being guided and I need to trust in that the universe is dreaming bigger for me than I can, and that there are things that I can understand that are going to play out in a divine orchestrated way. And sometimes that means we don't get pregnant when we think we want to. It's 3 or 4 months later because that child's soul needed to come in with somebody else's soul or timed perfectly or whatever that might be. You know, there are so many different scenarios. That said, I did peek. There is another baby coming for you. I actually think there's two more if you want it. So I'm just going to let you know that now.
Oh my God.
And I don't think they'd be 4 apart. So I don't know if their twins are just pretty darn close.
Oh my God. We talked about this.
Yeah.
Sarah, I was like, you need to go back to back. You need to go back to back.
Look how red I am.
Oh my God.
Red because as you were talking, I was like feeling goosebumps all down the sides of my arms and my legs because I was like, after saying that, it was almost like I got this like all over goosebump feeling of like, yeah, I was supposed to say that out loud because it's something I've been thinking. And I just keep wanting to say, like, I know you're like giving me something, but I don't. And it feels positive and light and wonderful. And I think that's something else that, you know, I've learned in my short 2 years of like following along with your work, but just that it feels good. And I just keep following it and leaning in and open opening my arms and saying like, yes, yes, I want that. I'm here. I'm surrendering. Like, you know, everybody on the show knows that I had a pregnancy loss last year. And, you know, it's hard to be patient when you've been through something that was this big expectation. But at the same time, I totally trust and love and surrender and I'm open. So it's just amazing hearing you say that. And I wanted to tell you that, like, you know, you send out this newsletter and I wonder sometimes if you realize how much people like love it and utilize it. And you had one at the beginning of the year last year that you sent out and it had sort of like a task list, like you can write down like, what do you want your team of light to send you or your loved ones? And so I went and I made that my like, okay, I'm going to meditate. I'm going to sit in the sauna. I'm going to think about it. And I'm going to write these things down. But of course it's me. So I like couldn't figure out what my sign was going to be. So I was like, oh, what am I going to write down? And so I dreamt that night that I asked the universe for a red string. And about a few days later, I got a shirt in the mail that I had ordered and sewn into the bottom of the shirt was a red string and it was like hanging off of it.
The shirt was white.
The shirt was white.
You just said it was red.
You can't make it up. You can't make it up. And I keep now seeing, and all of our daisies, all of our listeners now see red strings. Once I shared that story, they send me pictures constantly of red strings. And it's sort of this thread that binds us all. I think it connects us in this beautiful way.
That is so beautiful. I wanted to say a couple of things. I want to first address the fact that your listeners, and you call them daisies. Is that what you just said? I love that so much.
Yeah, okay, the mother days.
That is so amazing. Okay, so what you guys form when you do this podcast is something called collective energy, which is very real. And it doesn't need to be like physically, you know, close to others. Like there's no physical proximity that is needed to have collective energy, but it's people whose spiritual light energy and how they're directing it is focused on a certain thing or being part of a certain group. So that's a very real thing. I love that. And of course they're seeing your sign for you because this is how the whole thing works. The second thing I wanted to say is I do feel like I wanted to address a little bit about pregnancy loss because so often the souls on the other side will tell me a lot of times if there's been pregnancy loss, that their whole purpose, their whole soul mission in that life, you know, that being in utero was to feel unconditional love, just to feel love. That was it. That's all they needed to complete their soul mission. And other times I've also seen that souls will come back in another pregnancy because it was almost like during that pregnancy, maybe somebody else made a free will choice that would have shifted something on their path. So they're like, wait, I'm going to circle back in a little bit when it's more divine timing. And I actually feel that for you. And I see your dad like holding a little baby in his arms and then there's another child next to him. And I feel like I've got a little boy on his side and a little girl in his arms. So I think there's a girl and a boy waiting to come you. The other thing I want to mention is that like when we have somebody we love crossover before we have a child born here. So often we have this sense of saying like, oh, I wish they could have known each other. Oh, I wish that they do know each other, you know, before they come here, they know each other. Soul groups are so real. And sometimes one member of a spiritual soul group will exit before the other comes in, but they are connected on the other side. A lot of times too, as a child gets older, they might recognize a loved one who crossed. So like your child that will come in might look at a picture of your dad and talk about it, know him. Mm. And you'd be like, wow, how did that happen? Well, that's how that happened because he knows him from the other side. You know, usually children are so super psychic. It's between age 5 and 7 that a lot of children will start tuning out and turning it down unless we encourage them to stay open. And the reason for that is we start formal schooling. So between like kindergarten, first grade, second grade, we actually retrain our brain waves to focus mainly on the frontal lobe. So it goes from like here to here. And it's in charge of analytical thinking, critical thinking, math, language skills, like all the day-to-day stuff you need. When before that, you know, before the age of, let's say 3, when we don't fully have a command of language, we're reading energy all the time. And we're open to all sorts of unseen energy and experiences. And then we train ourselves in the frontal lobe. Interestingly enough, everybody's frontal lobe goes offline during your sleep hours, which is why people will say, I don't know the answer. I'm going to sleep on it and wake up with clarity.
Yes.
Or they'll have dream visitations, or they'll have dreams that are precognitive in nature that come true. You know, it's really amazing. But we can learn how to open and kind of unlock that part of our brain in waking hours too. The first thing you have to do is just declare that you want to, you know, say to your team of light, I'm all in, you know, show me, guide me, help me honor when I get the guidance and the signs and the messages. And that's the start of everything. You know, it's your own personal relationship with your team of light. And your team of light, of course, I see as a three-part team made up of what I will call God energy, which I see as just this force of love that is part of all of us and guiding us always. And then the woo-woo part is our spirit guides, you know, which are, you know, throughout time and history referred to as guardian angels, this sense that there's an angelic realm, this realm of very advanced spiritual beings who are invested in our spiritual journeys here and in our connection to one another and guide us. So we each have our own very specific and unique spirit, you know, spirit guides. That's what I call them. Nobody we knew this lifetime, but we did contract with them before our souls came here to Earth School. And, you know, they'll use your psychic and intuitive abilities, those four clairs I talk about, to get you to tune in or to get you to understand. For example, one of our clairs is claircognizance. Have you ever had this moment where you just absolutely knew something in every ounce of your being, but there was like no logical way you could know it? Yes. That's your guides or your loved ones guiding you using your sense of claircognizant, which means clear knowing. Have you ever heard a thought come to you that wasn't from you, but it guided you in some way? Sometimes it can even be in the voice of like a loved one who's crossed. That's clairaudience. So your guides, your team of light, God energy, spirit guides, your loved ones on the other side, they'll use these ways to get through to you. If you have a dream visitation, that's clairvoyance, meaning clear seeing, right? And then the last one is clairsentience, which means clear feeling. It's when we feel energy, we can feel the energy of other people, but we can also feel the presence of our loved ones. And that one's really beautiful. A lot of times, like we may see a coin, like we may see a penny and feel the presence of a loved one and then pick it up and acknowledge that, which is the greatest thing we can do, is just acknowledge when we're having that moment of connection, you know, to ourselves, but also share the story with someone else.
Or like songs, right? Like you hear 100%. A song and you're like,
yes.
Because that was something from your book that I think like I sobbed through chapter 11.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That story.
Like I was talking about the one about her dad.
I just listened to one last night about Cats in the Cradle.
That was really
unbelievable.
Powerful.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I started singing it at like 11 p.m. last night. I was like, oh my God, it's a connection.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah, music is a really big way. And music is such a vibration, right? It shifts our energy. I always tell, you know, everybody should sing, even if they have the worst singing voice. It's that act of bringing that art and that energy through you. It shifts your energy. It's so beautiful.
Oh, wow.
But our loved ones love to use music to get us signs and messages. They love it. I mean, they do really great things too. They love using license plates. Sometimes, has this ever happened to any of you?
Where you
see a lookalike, there's just somebody who somehow reminds you of somebody you love on the other side. Or people have that with even pets on the other side. They'll see a pet that looks just like, you know, their dog or their cat or their bird or whatever it might be on the other side. They always send lookalikes. They'll do all sorts of things. They'll put things in our social media feeds. They'll change when we're texting on our cell phones. If you ever are texting and all of a sudden a word changes in your text box, pay very careful attention, because that's how they communicate with us too. So a lot of things that we think like, why is this glitching or what is going on? That's actually them manipulating electrical devices, which is one of their favorite things to do. And I think it's very easy for them, because when we leave our physical bodies, we're light energy. You know, matter cannot be created or destroyed. And when you look at quantum physics, actually, when you do all the research, the scientific research, because I've done this, you figure out what we're really made of is, first of all, we're not solid beings, and the chairs we're sitting on, not solid. We, in a quantum level, we're just very fast vibrating atoms. And when atoms break apart, what do they turn into? Streams of light. That's it. So that's how this whole thing works, right? We really are made of light. And researchers have done studies too. Scientists have researched this, where they will put people in a completely pitch black, dark setting, and they'll use these cameras that are very sensitive to light energy. And do you know we all literally glow in the dark? We really do. We give off something called biophotons, and anybody listening can research this, because it's fascinating. I love bringing in the science, because I'm very clear that this ability is real, and I am so invested in everybody experiencing it for themselves, because it changes your life, right? This is a truth that doesn't just belong to me. It belongs to us all, and it can change our life in profound ways. And I think when you start doing the scientific research into how it works and how it all makes sense, it's fascinating because it does all make sense. You know, it's this beautiful story that you uncover for yourself. And I think it's incredible.
Do you ever have to put up like energetic boundaries? Have there ever been times in your life where like people from the other side are coming in, or like people who are here are so desperate to meet you and talk with you? And you've obviously got your work and your life, but you know, you're also a mum and you're like, you're doing the day-to-day things too. Do you ever have to say, hey guys, not now? Like, I need to put up a boundary. Like, what's your process?
That's such a great question. Yeah. So I had to learn that long, long ago about boundaries, because in my heart, I want to read for everyone and I want to help everyone, you know, and I feel people's energy and I can feel their grief and I want to heal that. And I think, you know, when I first came out of like the psychic medium closet, so to speak, I was doing, like I told you this secretly on the side, while I was teaching high school English, and there was an event I had volunteered for Forever Family Foundation at a local university. And one of the Spanish teachers at my school came up to me and she's like, I got tickets for this event. And this looks like you. Is this you? And I was going like just by like Lynn Jackson, because I didn't put like Laura Lynn Jackson, oh, right? Because wow. my husband was like, you're going to get fired if they find out. I know this work's important to you, but do it in secret. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to like go. I made this walk. My husband's like, you have to go tell your principal. And if they say you can't do this anymore, you can't do this anymore. And I'm like, but I have to. This is my calling. So I had to walk to the principal. I'm like, oh my God. I go in there, you know, and this is all in my first book too. I was like, I have to tell you something that I do on the side and I'm really passionate about besides teaching. And she was like, wait a minute. She's like, what is it? And I'm like, well, you know, I kind of feel energy. And I see, and she's like, are you like a psychic medium? And I was like, yeah. She's like, who's around me? And her mom came in. Like, I always grade my readings too, because I think as a teacher, I mean, this was like A++ reading, like came through with all these like incredible, wow, like, you know, un-Google facts, right? And like unbelievable stuff came through. So because of that, then I was like, okay, I need to, you know, honor this. And the teacher, my principal, was like, I'm going to call the superintendent, but I think this is fine. So then she called the superintendent, and then everybody wanted readings, right?
Of course.
So I would like, I would be teaching a class, and I taught 5 classes. And so I would like have about 150 students that I was grading and doing and saying hello to. And in between my classes, the secretaries would come be like, can we speak 2 minutes? Or the principal would come, I need to see you after class. And I'd be like, oh my God, I get in trouble? No, they wanted reading. They're like, can you just go in to talk to Gail? Because she wants to know if you get anything. And I had no boundaries. And so I was like reading while I had my free periods and then teaching. Wow. And do you know, I got the flu followed up like by pertussis, like whooping cough. I was out of school for 3 months. 3 months.
Wow.
Sick, like sicker than I've ever been.
Too much.
It was doing too much.
Wow.
And my guides came in and told me, they're like, we had to show you this because you're going to be doing this in the world and you need to understand your energetic boundaries. Because if you overdo it, you will be no good to anyone. And I was like, wow, okay, I definitely need to honor this. And I also, at that point, I said, you guys be my spiritual bouncers. You know who to let in. You know who to keep out. Know when to open me up, when not to. And so for the most part, if I'm not scheduled to do a reading, and I do very few readings, like I will do between 1 and 5 readings a week. 5 is like really taxing me. 3 is a good number. 1 I'm fine with. But if I feel my health getting a little off or I get energy stripped, then I'll be like, okay, I can only do 1, right?
Yeah. So
I'm very careful not to overdo it. I know other mediums like read like 10 people a day. I'm like, but I think I dive really deep when I read too.
Yes.
So the long and the short of it is I've had to learn that I have boundaries. I've had to learn my own physical limitations, because I could read psychically all day. That's always like on in the background for me. You know, psychically, I'm feeling people's energy. I'm getting information about them. I try to keep that volume switch very low, because I think it's very rude to read someone's energy without their permission. Like, it's like peeking at their underwear. Like, it's just wrong. Like, I guess I could look and see everything about somebody, you know, past and their present and maybe what's coming for them, but I wouldn't do that. It's just unethical. And the mediumship, I honestly keep like slammed shut like a bank vault, because it is so exhausting and draining for me. And I will get sick, you know. Like, I just did a gallery reading in San Diego like a week or so ago, and I have to be in bed for like a week when I get home. Like, I have to do nothing.
Wow.
And I did get sick because I know I overdid it, because I didn't work this shop the next day. I've learned my boundaries, but sometimes I'll still push it a little because I'm like, I just want to have, right? I just want to get to everybody. So it's a real thing. And I would tell anybody who's opening to their own abilities, go for it psychically, totally do that. And I think the more you develop psychically, the highest level of being psychic is you start to reach that mediumship, right? But if you start getting downloads all the time, like you can say to your team of light, you can say to your spirit guides, be my spiritual bouncers, know when to shut me down and know when not to. Because it's also, I mean, that would be, it would be like wrong on a lot of levels if every time I went to Costco, I was chasing somebody down the aisle saying like, I have your Uncle Bob here and he just wants me to, like, that wouldn't be right for the person either. You never know where somebody is in their grief. So I think it's important to like honor and respect your own boundaries and also other people's boundaries, but also understand like, you don't always have, at least what I understand is I don't always have to be delivering messages. I'm really just helping show people where that doorway is for them to walk through and have a much larger conversation with their team of light.
So that being psychic and then medium, so the difference is like, because I was trying, as you were telling story, I was trying to understand like the difference is like, you know, when you look at Teresa and I, like you can read energy or like see things or get downloads versus like the other side of it being that we have like family members or loved ones or whatever there
is. Or is that about the future?
Yeah. Or is it about, or is psychic about the future?
That's such a great question. So let me define and explain it a little, and I'll explain to you too how I get my information specifically. So when I refer to psychic abilities, you know, it's basically being able to perceive the unseen energy all around us. For me, what that means when I meet people, I will feel the person's energy. And I'll feel it like around my solar plexus area. You know, all of us have that ability. And what will happen to us when we meet people for the first time is we'll usually, people who are clairsentient, you'll have very strong first impressions that are just spot on no matter how the person tries to act. And you're one of three things is going to happen. And you actually have no control over how you're feeling about the person. It's about the energy you're reading. Either they'll be neutral, meaning you have a sense that it's like two ships passing in the night, no harm, no foul. They're not going to be like this big pivotal thing, but you don't, it's fine. Or every now and then you'll have this allergic reaction to somebody's energy. And that sounds awful, but it's not about judgment. It's more like you're being guided away for who knows what reason. It might be like if you become friends with them, you're both going to be in the wrong place at the wrong time and something like it sets up a situation you wouldn't want to happen. Or maybe, you know, their energy is just a little loud for you, or you'll have a sense like not my cup of tea. I'm not my tribe, right? Or, and this is really interesting when this last one happens, you'll have what I call this magnet pull to somebody. It defies logic, you know, where you'll feel like, I need to know this person I feel like I've known forever and I just met, we're meant to do something together, whatever this is. And you need to honor that when that happens. And that's beautiful. That's usually somebody who's in your same soul group or on like your spirit team here, like, cause we're all working teams too, you know, here. But for me, psychically, when I see people too, I can kind of get the superimposed flash of what I call their aura. So when I read for somebody the first time, I'm shown what I call their core aura. And what that means to me is I'll see in a circle, a series of colors, and depending on what colors and how are there and how they're arranged, it's a whole language to me. So in a millisecond, I can see the person's like basically their blueprint for their soul this lifetime, like the gifts they came with, like what challenges they're meant to face, how they're doing with things, all sorts of things. And then I'll also see timelines for people I read for. So it'll look like a historical timeline. And the lines drawn down will be important decisions or moments on their path. And there's a lot of times their guides will show me soul cycles too, which is a period of time where their soul was locked into a certain lesson. I think that can be really comforting sometimes to hear about. Because let's say you had like this period of time when you were like 22 to 24. That was so difficult. And you're like, what am I doing wrong, universe? Why am I stuck? But then I do a reading and I'm like, oh, from 22 to 24, you were locked into a soul lesson that actually wasn't really about you. You had signed up to help somebody else try and challenge themselves. Now it all makes sense. It's like the missing guidebook we didn't have.
Wow.
But usually that's what's going on when you're stuck. Or, you know, I'll see things coming for people. I'm very odd. Like my guides show me very specific timelines for people about what's going to happen in the future, or, you know, the shifts that are going to happen. So that's really neat. But that would take me to like, I'll say to people like, oh, let me look. Like my friends never abuse this, right? But my kids sometimes will. So like, Mom, what do you see? And I'm like, let me look. And it's like, I look to my left and side. I kind of focus in on this unseen screen, right? That's in my inner mind, and I can get information. The mediumship always comes on the right. And so that's shot, right? And when I read mediumistically, I'm on that same screen. I'll start out psychically. And then it's like, I have to jump up and into almost like a little loft bed is a feeling. It's like, and then the connection starts and I'll see points of light come in, and then I'm given information. Whereas when I'm reading psychically, I'm like reaching out and retrieving information. It's like I pull it. And when I read mediumistically, I just sit back and I receive information, and I meet people on the other side all the time. Like, it's like the greatest part of my whole thing is like all these new people I meet, because they're amazing and awesome. And like, you know, everybody's got different personalities. So sometimes I've had situations where somebody said like, oh, did you know that person? I was like, oh yeah, but I met them after they crossed, you know?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, I actually read somewhere that people say that sometimes you personify the spirit of the person who's coming through from the other side. I can imagine how moving that must be for people. Like, you take on the nuances without it, like subconsciously, which is incredible. Has that always been the way?
You know, it has been. And I was unaware of it until people found comfort, and because they found comfort in that, they would share it with me. And then I was like, oh, I did just do that. Oh yeah, that isn't my expression. You know, when I read, a lot of times I'm reading over the phone in my bedroom. I put the lights down low. I close my eyes the entire time.
Over the phone?
Yeah. I love reading over the phone, because I just close my eyes and I watch that inner screen. It looks almost like a widescreen TV or like a movie theater screen. So I don't have to like focus here. And I also feel like I'm a little bit out of my body. Like, I'm very aware of my body, but it's like I've jumped up a little. So I read that way. And it's fascinating because I can feel myself talking, moving. Like, I talk with my hands, and it's like, it's constant. Like, the energy is coming through me. So I think what's really happening when I communicate with people who have crossed is like, they're giving me the language, but almost like through me. I want to be really clear and say, I am not a trans medium, and I'm not okay with that. Like, I've told my guides, like, no way. You might have heard of that. That's where a medium like will go into a trance. They'll let the energy of somebody on the other side like just take over. And then they'll like come to and have no recollection. I was like, that's scary. That's great. Like,
I've
that's
seen that
woo.
In like movies.
I'm like, is that even real? You know?
Yeah,
so, but I do.
Scary.
And I do take on, I guess, expressions and the way people talk. You know, as a former language teacher, language is really interesting to me, because there's intonation, there's cadence, there's like syntax, right? There's so many different ways individuals have of talking. And I have found when I do readings, like, all of that will change as I'm bringing through messages.
Wow.
The other thing is, I'll bring through messages and then somebody will write to me 2 months later and be like, remember you said this, blah, 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 blah. It just came exactly true. I have zero like 0.0 recollection.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And for my friends and even for my kids, like, I'll have no memory of it. It is bizarre, but I think it's because it comes through me, not from me. And so it's like, I can't store that information. There will be, though, like readings I'll do where I'll be so deeply moved by the experience that I will remember it like in my heart, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
so for my books, for example, I have somebody call an interview, anybody who's in that book. I want no, like, it can't be anything from my memory, and I won't honestly remember it. I'll just be like, I'll be shown by my team of light, by my guides, like, oh, this is what needs, I'll get downloads for all my books and what needs to go into it. And then I'll have this writing partner I have. His name's Alex Trusnowski. He's amazing. He will call and he will interview the people so that I have no like connection with the experience, right? And then we write it up. But that's how it works, because I won't have any memory. And then I'll read back the interview and I'll start crying, like, oh my God, this is so moving. Because I don't even remember it, you know? Like, this was said, oh my God, oh, this detail came through. Like, that's so amazing. Like, I'm so deeply moved by it when I'm in my normal Laura mode versus reading mode, right? It's kind of neat.
Was reading last, actually I was listening to the audiobook of Signs. Whoever did that voice is just a magical unicorn. Yeah, that's your voice? It's you.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So it's so funny, because when my first book came out, my publisher didn't offer it to me to do. And I got this download from my guides, like, you need to reach out. You need to do this recording, because voice holds vibration. And I've done this little thing in that, where I have set this intention that anybody who listens to it will feel connected to their loved ones on the other side, will receive healing. Like, I have this sort of like light, beautiful energy woven into anything I say there. And so the publisher was like, you want to do it? Nobody ever wants to do it. I was like, let's do this. And I remember I went and I recorded and they like set aside 5 days and I was done in like 2.5. And the whole recording team was like, how are you doing this? I'm like, I've been used to being up at 7 a.m. with a bunch of teenagers needing to talk to them and keep their attention and then talk for all day long. Like, I love to talk and I'm good. Like, I love this. So I did both books. Yeah. And I will do my third when it comes out too. Yeah. I love it.
I was listening to it last night in bed and actually just, you know, like the voice and the stories. I just felt like I was in this angelic presence. I felt so, even though I was listening to something that was like about the two little boys who crossed, who became friends on the other
side. Caleb and Calder,
yeah. And I had been crying about their stories. But I was like listening to this, just thinking like, this is a gift that the whole world needs to know about. I want everyone to have this experience of understanding that there is access to this for every single person.
Because the secret's within all of us. It's right there waiting for us to uncover and celebrate and honor, right? It's right there. I love what you're saying too, because I have this sense too, and my guides have told me this, that anybody who reads or listens to the book, that forms a collective energy and it's always expanding. It's like this beautiful, light-filled, healing energy of connection.
Yes.
And we all become part of that when we experience it, whether we're reading or listening, right? So it's like, I can feel everybody's energy. It's really, really wonderful. Like, it's very odd to say, but it's like, I feel all these points of light of people who have read the book and are now all interconnected with each other too. It's really beautiful.
And are you planning on writing another one?
I'm working on book three. Yeah, it's due in like 2 months to my publisher. So I'm almost done.
We can't wait. Because you said that the first one, The Light Between Us, I read that you described it like it explains how the work unfolds and you give very specific examples and you encourage people to really believe that they have the gift. And then Signs, you've described it as it's almost like a workshop and you're really breaking down the process and helping people how to understand how to receive the signs. So is your third book, does it evolve from there?
It does. And it's so interesting because I didn't realize it till I was writing it. I get downloads from my book. So it becomes very, very clear and specific. For example, the moment I sent book one to my publisher, I got a download as I hit send for book two, like everything outlined for me. It just comes in a millisecond. And I said to my guides, no, not now. I was so exhausted from book one. I said, circle back in a year. And that's exactly what they did.
Wow.
So I did like the whole book proposal between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m. It was done in 2 hours. One night, my agent was like, why don't you get it to me? And I was like, all right, I'll sit down tonight. And all came out, right? I was like, okay, it's been a year, I'll do it. And then this one was very interesting because it evolved a very different way. They're like, you're going to experience this. It's going to be a longer thing. I've been working on this book since 2019. So this book has taken its time, right? And evolved as I was doing it. But it's just such an interesting process for me when I write and when I receive information. And so anyway, book one's really like, here's what I discovered we all have. And this is what I had. And here's this journey I went on to not be afraid of it and to own it. And here are some beautiful healing lessons I've been so honored to learn along the way. Book two is like, great. Now that you understand that's real, nobody needs me. You can do this. Here's how you open it to yourself. Book three is really like this. Now that you know you have these abilities and you started the language, what do we do with that to find our highest path? Because the truth is, our journeys here don't just belong to us. We belong to each other, right? And I think so often we get caught up in this little myopic view of ourselves and our own lives. Like, ooh, what do I deem a success or failure? And what is this doing?
Yes.
Instead of surrendering to the guidance we're getting and trusting and going on that journey where we're guided into our highest path. And so a lot of the stories too, nobody ever met me from them. Like, there are stories that were shared with me by others and because they opened on their own and they were guided into this really beautiful understanding where maybe a situation was reframed to them in like a whole different way that changed their beliefs or their world or how they were thinking about themselves and their lives, or they were guided to meet somebody and that transformed and affected others. Like, just really beautiful things that occur when we learn how to use that language to find our highest path. That's really what book three is about. So book one's like, this is real. Book two is like, here's how you do it. And book three is like, here's what you do with it.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
We're all going to be lining up the moment it comes out. I'm sure it's going to be a bestseller again.
It's also so cool to hear you say that, because I wondered sometimes, just like, you know, with my like personal stuff, like when I have been thinking like, oh, I want to write, you know, I have this feeling that I want to write a children's book about grief. And then I went to do it, and like, in 5 minutes, like an entire story came out on paper. And then I was like, whoa. And I sent it to Teresa and I was like, should we do this together? And Teresa was like, no, it's already done. Like, what are you talking about?
Like this is your book. What?
You did it and it's there. And, but like the cool thing was, is I was thinking after, like, I don't know, like, I feel like that wasn't from me. I didn't just like sit here and come up with it. It like came
through you.
Through me.
The truth is, no artist here ever works alone. We're all portals and we're all working with teams of light. And whether that's literary art or music or sculpting or cooking, whatever, interior design, there's so many different forms of art, right? We're always collaborating with a team of light and it comes like through us, right?
Wow.
It's an amazing experience too, to be mindful of that and be like, whoa, where did that come from? Because we also become aware, like, that's accessible for everyone. We just have to declare okay, I'm open and I'm ready, you know, and it will come. But it might come when you're least expecting it, like when you're in the shower or when you're doing dishes or when you're driving. It's when we trick our monkey mind into doing these like things, hands-on tasks that don't take a lot of thought power, right? It's like our brains will go offline and then we get inspiration and then we get downloads. And that's what they'll do to me too. Like when I was in, like, you know, getting my hair, like blowing out my hair before, I got all these downloads. Oh, put these three things in the next book. And I was like, okay, stop. Let me run down, write it down. Like, because I was distracted, just like my monkey mind went offline, right? And they'll always look for times where it's like, okay, the perfect time to jump in, the perfect time to get the message in. So I think becoming aware and also opening our energy to that and becoming mindful of it can make your life so magical. Like, truly, it becomes magical. You're seeing like secret language all around you. You're getting these downloads. You're like trusting and then watching what unfolds. It's incredible.
You talked about your workshops, and I went to one of your workshops. And
I bought it for her.
She got it for me for my 40th birthday.
I remember seeing you there. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to talk to you when we do the podcast.
I know. I was dying. Of course, like as I'm watching you up there, I'm dying to be like, I just want to go say hi. But I was like, no, I'm going to wait. I know my time is coming. I'm going to get to actually talk to you. But I just, I was blown away. And I was telling Teresa about this last night. There was this meditation that you did where I laid down on the ground and, you know, you were talking about visualizing this like waiting room and it was so powerful. You were like, everyone usually like cries, so grab a tissue. And I was like, okay, well, I don't even know where a tissue is. Like, okay. So, and I sometimes say like, I don't feel like I'm very good at meditation, you know, cause I'll get like busy in my brain and I'll get distracted. But then I laid down. Immediately, I started doing my busy brain thing where I pictured the waiting room, but then it was very unorganized. And I was like, wait, how do I organize? Like the chair is off tilt and like, what is happening in this waiting room? And it was like, the chairs were all green. And I was telling Teresa about this. And then my dad showed up. Dr. Goldberg, who was Teresa and I, he delivered our babies, but passed a few years ago and we were so close to him. He showed up and my friend Megan. And so I'm sitting there going like, wait, am I creating this or are they here? Like, and I wanted to have them talk to me, but they weren't talking. So I was sort of just like talking to them. And I was like, wait, Dad, do you and Dr. Goldberg know each other? And then they both smiled. And Goldberg was like sitting like cross-legged with his head tilted, like leaning on his arm, like he always did, you know, when I was talking to him. And he was a big reason. He was a way that I got, you know, really came through my grief because I lost my dad when I was pregnant with my daughter. So he helped me so much. Every office visit, he would talk to me, how are you emotionally, you know, whatever. And so he was just a beautiful soul. So I'm sitting here at your meditation and I'm fully crying, going like, but wait, am I making this up? Is it really happening? Like after the fact, I questioned
the second guess.
Yeah.
So I second guess.
That's what's always going to happen, because when you have a spiritual experience, your frontal lobe, which meditation teachers call the monkey mind, right? It shatters and it argues. It's going to get in a literal wrestling match with the spiritual experience. It's going to
try and tell you like, that can't be real. It doesn't fit the materialistic paradigm. You're making it up. Like, it's going to try and really do a number on you. Being aware of that's really powerful. It's interesting that you bring up that meditation, because when I go into my reading mode, right, I can feel it. It's like a place I go. And so what I do for people is I try to show them the way to get there in their yes. like mind thought, you know, directing their thought energy. I try to describe like the same process I do in a way, because when people come into my screen, it is pretty much like a waiting room. Like, I'm not on the other side. They're coming right there. It's like a meeting place. So I'm like, everybody can access this. It's not just me. I just have to show you how. And I think yes. people who say like, I'm not good at meditating, this isn't going to work for me, and then end up having these really profound and beautiful, meaningful experiences with their loved ones on the other side, mm-hmm. it proves to them like it is within you. Like, all the answers, all the secrets, all the connections, everything is within you. You have to just go inward for that. So I love that you had that experience too. And then I also yeah. love that you questioned it, because that's what we do. Like, it's part yes. of the process. We come out of it, we're back in our physical bodies, and we're like, wait a minute, that couldn't have been real, because that breaks yes. all the rules we were taught about how things are in the here and now, yes. right?
Oh my gosh. Well, this is amazing. You don't happen to see any more babies for me, do you? Floating around anywhere? Any little spirit babies around?
Do you have four already?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Had there been two in the past somehow, two, or a conversation about two prior?
Yeah, I had one like loss. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah.
Okay. I feel like you've made a declaration to the other side that you want to be done. But I feel that when Sarah has hers, you're going to be like, maybe let me reconsider this universe. I actually feel like there could be one more.
Yeah. Right. Oh my God. Yeah.
I feel like I don't know if this is for you or you, but I keep hearing October. So when I hear a month, it's usually like the month that is the conception takes place, or the month wow. that the baby is born in. So just wow. mentioning that.
You and me, Sarah. Oh my God, October. How unbelievable. My mind is blown, by the way. Like, everything you talked about. And you've broken it down in such a palatable way that especially people who are new to this work and yeah. are kind of cracking open a little bit, like, it's not scary. It's not.
Oh, it's not scary. Yeah.
It's not. Like, it's such a beautiful thing.
It's so beautiful. It's loving. Yeah.
It is all love. Yeah. And the way that you explained it to us is so divine. And it feels really exciting. I feel very excited about this work. And, incredibly grateful that you have gifted us with your time today. We always say
that. I love
being
in conversation with the two of you. I love both of your energies, and I've been looking forward to this. I always know like everything takes place in divine timing. So yes. I trust in that too, but I really am so yes. happy that we had this experience together.
Oh, us too. Thank you so much for being here today. And I have to say, like, you know, the thing that you, when you were talking at the event, and you guys, if you have a chance to go and be a part of one of Laura's workshops or her like gallery readings, you know, follow along with her Instagram, check it out, because it was unbelievable. And that meditation alone, you know, there was many things that happened that day, but that meditation alone was this moment where I just felt so, and this is how I know that it was real, even though my brain questioned it, but just that I felt so wrapped in love in that moment. And I really, like, I felt so connected and really, really raw. I felt raw, you know, and so it was just beautiful. So if you have a chance to go and check that out, please do, and check out Laura's books. And we can't wait for the new book.
I can't wait for the audio book. You have to do that again.
The audio version.
I was like,
oh,
this voice. Whose voice?
Gosh,
of course
means
is your
so
voice.
Much to me. That's so sweet.
Oh, really? It's like magical. And anyway, thank you so much for everything that you do. And I really do feel like my entire spiritual life was like opened up because of you and because of your gift and what you share. And because of that, it's something that I keep sharing too. So then you're just touching so many, you know, it's just it's a
ripple
effect. Continual thing. So we really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so honored. I always feel like the other side is really, you know, directing us and guiding us to the people and the experiences we're meant to have. But what beautiful things you guys are doing in the world too. You're just bringing so much like love and positive energy and just the spirit of exploration and connection out there too. It's really loving. I hope you feel that directed back towards you, because I can feel it. I can sense it all around. It's really lovely.
Oh, It really lights us up. Thank you so much.
It does. Well, guys, this was a big one. So I need a minute.
She needs a stiff drink.
I need a stiff drink. You guys can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. And you guys check out Laura Lynn Jackson on Instagram, on her website. Check out her amazing books, which you can get everywhere. Her newsletter, sign up for her newsletter. And we'll see you all soon. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.